This is Cassettes and Chocolate Milk's 60th podcast, and today it's all about jangle pop. That means those raw post-punk groups signed to Creation, Wham, and Postcard who love nothing more than melodic hooks on bulky 12-string guitars and sometimes even the odd detuned piano. The music featured in this episode is inspired by the Sam Nee book A Scene in Between, tripping through the fashions of indie music 1980 to 1988. There's billowing shirts, drainpipe jeans, pointed boots, long fringes, and everything you've come to expect from the term British indie. But more than that, it's a beautiful document of the stylish, musically enamored teenager who's managed to find their clique. We started everything with the second single from the Fire Engines, Big Gold Dream. They were a relatively short-lived outfit, getting together in Edinburgh in 1979 and breaking up in December 1981. The music press loved the Fire Engines and their trashy, discordant punk-funk sound, often praising their 15-minute live sets, which included no cymbals, hi-hats, or guitar chords. Moving to Glasgow, this is the debut single from Orange Juice, Falling and Laughing. Released in February 1980, Falling and Laughing would also be the first single released on the seminal Scottish record label Postcard Records. It contrasted with everything else that was going on at the time, what with its bright tonality and super shy lyrics. It perhaps goes without saying that Orange Juice and their vocalist Edwin Collins would soon become the sound of Lovesick Schoolboys.
I'll see you.
Was the Hypnotic Aim in Life from The Servants. Formed in London in 1985, The Servants were included on the genre-defining NME compilation C86. The Servants survived a sequence of confusing personnel changes in the late 80s, notably including David Westlake and Lou Kaines. Aim in Life featured as a track on their shelved second album, Small Time, which thanks to Cherry Red managed to be unearthed and released in 2012, some 21 years after it was recorded. Speaking of rarities, the Direct Hits have recently released a stunning compilation called Here, There or Anywhere. It includes this, the reworked demo of Captivating Eyes. It was originally intended to be included on their 1984 debut Blow Up, but it was ultimately rejected in favour for A Place in the 80s. During the Blow Up revisited sessions, Colin Swan and his son Phil carefully restored the demo, extracting what was salvageable, as well as adding new guitar tracks, keyboards and backward guitar. It remains to be seen whether this is what Captivating Eyes would have become in 1984 had Colin and Gino worked on it a little longer, but it's a beautiful and haunting track nevertheless.
winter and spring, and the summer feeling within. Evergreen high, blissfully rest, let the sun shine bright for
May the sun shine bright for you, a highlight from Primal Scream's 1987 debut, Sonic Flower Groove. The album received a mixed critical reception, with Melody Maker dismissing all but one of the tracks as not pop, but dandelion fluff. It sold well enough to get to number 62 in the UK album charts, but it performed poorly by major label standards, and it ultimately caused the original Primal Scream to disband before regrouping and achieving cult success in the 90s. Loved by Kurt Cobain and famed for including Tracy Thorne of Everything But the Girl, Maroon Girls were a drumless band formed in Hatfield, Hertfordshire in 1980. They were often compared to Young Marble Giants and the Raincoats in their DIY approach to producing and releasing their own cassettes. A Place in the Sun featured on the second and last album, Lazy Ways, which was released in 1983. The song and its video alludes to blissful but slightly chilly beachside holidays.
Imagine a sunny holiday, little parasol cafe, corner table for two, and that is me and you. With ice and two straws, sun in a cloudless sky, you and the girls go by. Take a boat out for a while, you roll alive like a star.
Go Away, the B-side to Strawberry Switchblade's first single, Trees and Flowers. It was a successful single which managed to sell over 10,000 copies and reached number 47 in John Peel's 1983 Festive 50. Like the Marine Girls before it, for me, Go Away contains this keen sense of windswept desolation, and in this case, disappointment following a seaside prank gone wrong. Now for Morrissey's favourite group of 1985, this is the June Brides. Formed in Coventry in 1983, they were signed to the Rough Trade subsidiary Pink, where they released two singles and the highly acclaimed mini-album There Are 8 Million Stories in September 1985. They too were offered a place on NME's C86 compilation, but declined for fear of being pigeonholed. The band would ultimately split in 86, with lead singer Phil Wilson later signing to Creation. This is a highlight from that mini-album, Heard You Whisper.
Disarray. I can't remember.
together. Hand in hand, but 10 miles apart. Curse this life, but talk about the weather. Hand in hand, but falling apart. And I believe it's true that I dote upon you. There must be a better way to say. Then we talk without talk.
Released in June 1987, that was 10 miles from Phil Wilson of the June Brides. That brings us very nearly to the end of this Cassettes and Chocolate Milk. I'll leave you now with Tallulah Gosh. Formed in Oxford in 1986, Tallulah Gosh were a part of the moody indie anorak scene that celebrated the Velvet Underground and the Shangri-Las. First recorded in session with Janice Long on Radio 1, their song Tallulah Gosh was their third single. Thanks for listening. I look forward to having your company again in the future.